With KCBX News, I'm Bree Zender. Ivy Bottini is a feminist, actor, artist, and activist. She's probably best known for designing the logo for the National Organization for Women, or NOW. And now she's the subject of a new original play called Inclusivity, The Ivy Bottini Story. It's written and directed by Cal Poly professor Al Schnupp. The show premieres this Sunday at Studios in the Park in Paso Robles. Schnupp interviewed Bottini about her fascinating life several times over the past 4 years to research for this play.
Almost instantly, I knew here is a personality ready for the stage.
Bottini was born in 1926 on Long Island in New York. Schnupp says she had a wonderful relationship with her father, but her mother would often yell and scream about things that Bottini could not understand. Schnupp portrays this in the opening scene of the play.
Archie. My name is Archie. I'm her dad. That scrappy girl is the son I never had.
Ivy. My name is Ivy. I'm her mom. In this trio, I'm the ticking bomb.
Two Ivies in one house. Makes for touch and go. What's the word today? Or foe.
Any little spark can make mom blow.
Who ravaged my toiletries?
The fireworks begin.
Through the play, you see Bottini grow into a woman, and the audience sees her becoming more and more attracted to women. Schnupp says there was one big turning point in her life, just 10 days before she was supposed to marry a man named Eddie.
And suddenly she can't swallow. Just cannot swallow. And her doctor says, you need to see a therapist. So we have a scene in there where she goes to see the therapist.
Now, why are you here?
I think I'm queer.
What? I beg your pardon. Say again, once more.
I love women. That's the sex I adore.
Oh, no.
And he declares, but of course, you're not lesbian. All you have to do is get rid of your sporty friends and be friends with women who are married, and things will be fine. You know, you're not a lesbian. But it felt like a turning point, because in that scene, she admits, I think I'm queer. It's women that I adore.
It was only after being married to Eddie for 16 years and having two kids that Bottini came out to her family and friends. By then, Bottini was involved with the women's movement of the 1960s and was president of NOW in Manhattan. Schnupp says he wanted to portray how complex it was to be openly queer in the 60s, even in feminist circles. Bottini pushed for acceptance of LGBT issues in NOW, but was rejected by her peers. And by 1970, Betty Friedan, the author of The Feminine Mystique, pushed Bottini and other lesbians out of the organization.
Betty! Sensational Betty!
Schnupp has written many plays about women and activism. He says that this play especially is important to be staged during this particular day and age.
Oh, Lord, I just look at what has been happening here. It just seems like, in some ways, we're moving backwards. And Ivy is on a march to move us forward, to be inclusive, to celebrate all of humanity.
Ivy Bottini is now in her 90s and will be in attendance at the play's premiere on Sunday evening at 7:30 in Studios in the Park in Paso Robles. Bottini will answer questions about her life and sell some of her artwork on site. The cost is $45. Additional performances will occur on August 21st through the 24th and the 27th through the 29th at 7:30. The cost is $15. You can find tickets by emailing Schnupp at alschnupp@gmail.com. That's alschnupp@gmail.com. I'm Bree Zender, KCBX News.